Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
You are listening to station WGN.
Oh, a microphony!
And a phony at the mic! Whoa!
And radio became an accepted vehicle for nationwide news and opinion.
Notify all radio and TV stations to broadcast the following message.
Oh, is that the comedy spot?
No, Bubblehead, this isn't a comedy spot.
You're a fun guy, Dave. You're lonely on an island.
What a dope. What a maroon.
Quiet, please. In exactly 15 seconds, we'll be on the air.
This is exciting, isn't it?
10, 5, 4, 3, 2...
I needed to hydrate. It's Dave Blyer on 720 WGN.
Did you have a little bubble come back us. Up there?
Yeah,
at the
something
end?
Like that. The old Rickles burp. 312-981-7200 is the number. Call, text me, whatever you love. Love to hear from you guys throughout the show. Roger Badish, good morning to you.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I am doing well. I'm doing well. Maybe the first weekend I've felt a little bit more grounded.
Yeah.
After this crazy flu that I had.
Yeah. How's everybody else at the house? Has it cleared?
Good. My son has never gotten it. My oldest son has never gotten it. Yeah. Everybody else is pretty much recovered.
Good.
Through all this. So it's all good news. So I was reading a little bit about this. excuse me. So I was reading a little bit about this government shutdown that is happening here.
And technically, it's not really a shutdown because it's not like everything's going to stop.
Right. You know, there's touristy things that are done. I almost think that they do that just so it does affect some folks. And so there's a visible issue that's out there. Because, you know, the state of New York, they closed the Statue of Liberty in Ellis mm-hmm. Island. And that doesn't sound like maybe it's the end of the world. But if you have people that are on vacation and traveling and in New York.
Plans.
Exactly. Yeah. So I know Governor Cuomo said he's going to find some money in the state budget to keep it open in the meantime, because there's people that were ticked off that were obviously sure. showed up this morning and really didn't understand that was one of the things that was going to be affected. But, you know, essential staff at top level agencies would continue working. And of course, the shutdown happened on the weekend. So, I mean, from a Monday through Friday perspective, as far as the jobs are concerned, I mean, people are off anyway right now.
Right, right.
But national parks, monuments, museums, people were told to go home. And by the way, let's not have any surprises here because, you know, I getting the politics out of this a little bit, which is hard to do. This happened in 2013, where roughly 850,000 employees were furloughed per day, and that was during the Obama administration. It happened twice during the Clinton administration. Mm-hmm. So, you know, everyone was like, oh, this is a big F for the president, for leadership, and Nancy Pelosi and all her crap, too. And really, it's all of them to blame as far as I'm
everybody's
concerned.
Everybody's involved in this. Yeah.
So when I think about the fact that, and I was looking at this report that came that said some lawmakers asked Capitol to withhold pay until shutdown, and citing military and DACA, at least three Republican congressmen and one Democrat asked Capitol Hill administrators on Saturday to withhold their salary until the government shutdown ends. Another Republican legislator also announced he will donate his shutdown salary, that's what they're calling it, to veterans organizations. By Saturday afternoon, several congressmen published letters saying that they were going to donate their salaries. But I'm going to tell you right now, this is very true. We put these people in office,
right?
And if the government is shutting down after plenty of warning that some of these things needed to be resolved, they should forego their salary. They're not doing their job.
Unfortunately, they put in a constitutional guarantee that they will get paid.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the law is there.
We'll call them a bunch of wussies, but that's not the word I want to use for doing that.
You're on the radio. Thank you.
I am on the radio. Although it's overnight. I know you can get away with a few things overnight, but these people, all of them, it's not a Republican thing. It's not a Democrat thing. It's not a presidential thing. All of it.
These are the people we put in office to do the business of the people.
Yeah.
And I have trouble sometimes balancing my checkbook. I understand that. I'm not real happy when it comes time to figure out my taxes.
Sure.
But I do it and I get it done because it's the right thing to do. And there are consequences if I don't, and I don't like that.
But here's the consequences. Now, first of all, the government has shut down 18 times since 1976.
Look at that.
When the Congress introduced the Congressional Budget and Empowerment Control Act, which, you know, and half of these shutdowns have happened over a weekend. So they said, you know, McConnell said by 1 a.m. on Monday, meaning before even Monday's workday starts, we're hoping to get this done.
Sure.
But again, we said two occurred during Clinton administration, 95 and 96. And then Obama, 2013, that was 16 days. 16 days.
Yeah. Well, but here's the thing. Let's also point out that the people who were furloughed and did not get paid, they eventually got paid. They still got paid. True. It just not during that time period.
Yeah.
And checks like military has to serve, but some of the checks after a couple of weeks, you know, the pay is not going to be on time, and they will eventually get that money. It's frustrating. It's extremely frustrating for any employee that you promised pay and you don't get it.
Now the government shutdown in 2013, which was 16 days.
Mm-hmm.
According to the ratings agency Standard & Poor's, so we got some backup here, cost the country $24 billion in lost economic activity. Payroll cost of furloughed employees' salaries alone, that is the lost productivity of furloughed workers, was $2 billion, and that was the Office of Management and Budget.
Mm-hmm.
It's a waste of money more than costing money. It's a waste of money because everyone's trying to grandstand through a lot of this. And, you know, it's funny when I see Schumer's comments and I see Pelosi's comments. Yes, I'm talking about the Democrats, but I also see President Trump's comments.
Mitch McConnell's.
Know. But when you look at when the tables were turned and it was during a Democratic presidency,
right.
The comments were completely polar opposite than what they're saying now. Actually, the roles were completely reversed. So it's all politics and BS through all of this. Already. But, you know, part of this is, too, every one of these bills, when you see this, whether it's a state level or federal level, they try to wrap up all these other issues into a basic bill to get it passed. And they don't get separated because I figure that's the only way that some of this is going to get passed is if they wrap it up and bury it into some of these other bills. Well, that's the issue here. This is the whole DACA issue. That is taking place. That is one of the big reasons why we can't get a basic spending bill passed.
Yeah,
it's frustrating.
Yeah, extremely. Well, here's the latest that I heard was they were hoping to get a continuing resolution done by the end of this weekend, by Monday, and that would take them through February 8th ish, and the State of the Union address will be prior to that. The President's State of the Union address, and that they're hoping that he'll be able to set a course and kind of give marching orders to everyone and try to get a long-term deal done after the continuing resolution is over. So we'll see.
We'll see what happens. Yeah. We'll see what happens. All right. So that ends our political conversation. I just don't.
Now?
No, you know what? I know.
You're very good about that.
I've learned enough doing overnights that that's not the topic of conversation people want to hear right now.